Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. We're holding him in Noches Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis tells us that the idea of a mezuzah, except the mitzvah mezuzah, is a mezuzah is a shmira. The Gemara says you put the mezuzah close to Shus Rabim, ki heiche detintere, so it will guard us. And the Gemara continues with the drasha, Hashem tzilcho yad yaminecha, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is guarding us from the outside. The Marsha right away on the spot says the Hemeshech HaPsukim is Yoyim HaShemesh Tohekeka V'Oreach B'Layla. He says what? All the all the bad events that happen in the world happen because of a mazel. And the mazel is against Am Yisrael because Yisrael do not have a mazel. So what guards us from all these bad events in the world is the mezuzah. Hashem is Shema Am Yisrael, and then you have Yoyim HaShemesh Tohekeka V'Oreach B'Layla. The Shemesh and Yoreach that belong to the cycle of mazels in the world, they will not hurt Am Yisrael. This idea of Shemira brings us to something yonim that have to do with the mezuzah. The Ramah in Yeridah Sin Reish Behei says, the Kishadim Yaitzim in Abayis, a person leaves the house, Yaniach Yadoy ala mezuzah. He should put his hand on the mezuzah. And he should say, Vayomer Hashem Yishmor Tseisi Uvohi. Akash Baruch Hu should guard my going out and going in. The Shach over there adds a some kind of a lachash. The person should say, Bishimcho Tal Etla. Kital is a gematria of one of the names of Hashem, and that's something that we're saying when we go out. The Beki Yosef, the Chidah brings, and the name of the Arizal, that's why he should kiss the mezuzah. And he should daven to Hashem to save him, and to save him from the Yitzhara. In addition, it's brought down the Rambam in Perkei Milchus Mezuzah. Minag Pashut Shekoysim on the mezuzah Mibachutz. There's a minag to write outside, Kenega Revach Shabin Pasha Pasha, in the space between Shman Vayim Shemoya, the name Shakai, Shin Dal Den Yud. Vein Bezehefset Lefishu Bachutz. He says, it's not a problem in the mezuzah, because you write on the other side of the mezuzah. But adds the Rambam, Ve'elu Shekoysim Mibifnim, Shemois Amalochim, Shemois Akadoshim, Oi Pasukoy Chitzomas, someone who writes inside some kind of lachash. So I raise the Michal Mishain Lem Chelik Lelam Abo. And the Rambam explains, because Eilu Atipshim Loidai Lem Shebit Lo HaMitzvah, not only they didn't do the mitzvah properly, Ela Shasu Mitzvah Gdoilo Sheyichud Hashem Shekodesh Baruch Hu Vavodosoy Avosoy Vavodosoy, the mezuzah, which is the Yichud Hashem, Kilu Kamei Yashana, it's something that you enjoy for yourself. Kmo Sheolah Liba Masochot Shezeu Dovar HaMehane Behav Le'oilam. Meaning a person is using the mezuzah for his own personal use, that he should not do. The Kesemishta on the spot says it's really a Zoyar, Parshas Vayeschanon, that the Shem Shaka should be in the outside. And the Zoyar says that's connected the word V'hoyo, V'hoyim Shemoya. Connected V'hoyo, you have Shaka. Why V'hoyo? Because V'hoyo is the letters of Hashem Hashem, Yudke Vovke. It just is written first the last two letters, Vov and He, and then you read the first two letters of Shem Hashem, Yudke. So it's called Shmo Kadishu Mitoso Leilo, from the bottom to top. And then Shaka should be connected that. Say Chazal Sefer Zoyar VeHoyo. The Shem Hashem is Milagav is the inside, and the Shaka is from the outside. And this I heard from a Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal. The idea is the Yudke Vovke, the name of Hashem, is the inside. The house of a Yid has Ashuas Ashchino Gilu Shem Shemaim. And on the outside, you have the letters Shakai. Shakai is, the Gemara Chagiga says, Sha'omo Eloi Lo Modai. You stop all the outside maziki for coming outside. So you represent in the Sukkah what the house of a Yid looks like. You have Yudki Vovki inside, and the Shakai with the Shmir outside. In addition, the Kol Boy Simen Tzadik, the Ramo quotes it, he says that the name Shakai over here, even though it's usually the name of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but over here, it's the Rosh Tevers. Shoymer Diras Yisrael. It's the guard on the apartment, on the house of Am Yisrael. The Marashon Chidush Yagodos and Brochus adds that the name Shakai, Shin Dal Yud, is the shame that comes out for Parshat Kriyashmo, Lehagina La'odu Mishaini Viruchim, a special shame that protects from these bad mazikim, and that's why we write it on the mezuzah. And the Shulchan Aruch in Yerudei Sim Reish Peches, he brings this idea of doing Shakai in the outside. And the Ramah adds, Od noyagim nichtoyim b'chutz. There's a minuk, and you see in the mezuzah, you can see it. It's written down the outside, upside down. You write three shemois. And the way written is, Kuzoi, b'muchsoi, and then Kuzoi again. Why dafka these letters? Because these are the letters that come after the name of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, which means Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei. The letter after Yud is Chof. The letter after He is Vav. The letter after Vav is Zayin. The letter after He is Vav. The same thing B'moichso is the letters after Elokeinu, and then the next time the word Chof, Vav, Zayin, Vav comes is after Hashem again. So it comes out the mezuzah is a mitzvah. Mitzvah G'doylo. But the mezuzah also has a union of Shemira. And what comes out from Divrei HaPoskim is that within the mezuzah itself, you have to leave it intact as a mezuzah, as the mitzvah itself. But the outside of the mezuzah, that's where you add these protections, the Shem Shakai, and all the Ramazim Shemers that you put outside. And as the Rambam points out, there's another element of the mezuzah. It's not the Ikar Mitzvah, that's why we don't put it inside the mezuzah. But the outside of the mezuzah has the Shmira that we see in our Gemara. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shur Machshava Shurim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.